Military ruler Moussa Camara says elections in Guinea will go ahead as scheduled. In a meeting with German Ambassador Karl Prinz, Captain Camara said for him, the elections are in 2009. He signed an agreement promising not to be a candidate in 2009, and that will not change. Guinea's Armed Forces Chief of Staff Colonel Umar Sano has asked Captain Camara to delay the vote because he says the country's not ready. In a nationally broadcast appeal, Sano said the people of Guinea want the elections postponed because Captain Camara has started projects which have not been finished. The military took power in a coup last December, suspending the civilian government and vowing to organize free, credible, and transparent elections. But Captain Camara said that vote could not be held before 2010 without compromising the nation's territorial integrity. The African Union and the Economic Community of West African States suspended Guinea over the coup and urged military rulers to hold a vote sooner. A coalition of political parties, labor unions, civil society groups, and religious leaders asked for a vote this year. Captain Camara and his ruling National Council for Democracy and Development agreed, announcing legislative elections for October 11th and presidential balloting December 13th, with a second round, if necessary, on December 27th. The German ambassador said there has been progress in Guinea, but while the military council may be for democracy, he told Captain Camara it is not a democracy. In interviews over the past few days, Prinz said Captain Camara has limited his not being a candidate to 2009. But if it is necessary to postpone the election, the ambassador asked him, does that mean you may be a candidate in 2010? That, the ambassador said, is what the European Union is worried about. I'm the president of Guinea, Camara shouted. I do not need conditions from you. I want to save my people. Captain Camara told the ambassador, you speak to a president, please. I could have refused to give you the opportunity to speak. Camara said he's not a criminal. He defends Guinea with his patriotism and the army. He said he got this power without spilling blood, so the ambassador should respect him. Human Rights Watch says Guinea's military is responsible for a series of armed robberies. An April report by the New York-based group documented 19 cases of armed robbery, extortion, rape, and intimidation against lawyers and judges. Captain Camara says he intends to completely reform Guinea's armed forces, but has not received any international financial assistance to improve conditions. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.